Harper Audio presents Desperate Duchesses by Eloisa James, performed by Rosalind Landor. Copyright 2007 by Eloisa James, production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. A Prelude. November 1780. Estate of the Marquis of Wharton and Malmesbury. Knowing precisely why no one wants to marry you is slim consolation for the truth of it. In Lady Roberta St. Giles's case, the evidence was all too clear, as was her lack of suitors. The cartoon reproduced in Rambler's magazine depicted Lady Roberta with a hunched back and a single brow across her bulging forehead. Her father knelt beside her, imploring passers-by to find him a respectable spouse for his daughter. At least that part was true. Her father had fallen to his knees in the streets of Bath, precisely as depicted. To Roberta's mind, the Rambler's label of Mad Marquis had a certain accuracy about it as well. Inbreeding, her father had said when she flourished the magazine at him. They assume your physique is affected by the sort of inbreeding that produces these characteristics. Interesting. After all, you could have been dangerously mad, for example, or...
But, Papa, she wailed, couldn't you make them print a retraction? I am not misshapen. Who would wish to marry me now?
Why, sweet pea, you are entirely lovely, he said, knitting his brow. I shall write a paean on your beauty and publish it in Ramblers. I will explain precisely why I was so distraught.